You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Thanks to drought and subsequently a potato shortage in Belgium, France, and the UK, the Washington Post reports that the Walloon Potato Growers Association say that much of Europe will now all eat smaller French fries.
Man, that's a tough way to go through life.
So they're all going to be the small, crispy ones?
No. Oh. Yeah. What it means is they're just shorter because the potatoes are smaller thanks to the drought.
You can't get the long fries there.
So your fry can only be as long as your potato.
But they can still be curly.
that's some wisdom from Craig Evans.
My mind is blown.
It's true.
You're right. And never thought of it that way.
There won't be as many curls if you aren't. Curly fries.
That's right.
You can still have the curly fries. They just
maybe like we're going to call them short and curlies, though.
Yeah,
shorter and curlies for sure.
Not exactly appetizing. Give me a order of short and curlies.
Man, I think that could catch on.
No. Yeah. It sounds disgusting. Hang on, I'll pull a few out for you.
Pitch that to an ad campaign.
Give me some short and curlies. Yeah.
Pitch that to an ad agency, and I think they'll run with it.
Try the short and curlies while you're here.
In Europe, the drought means that prices are up and the potatoes themselves are smaller. In Belgium, a region hit particularly hard, fries could shrink an average of about 3 centimeters from the roughly 3-inch length that the potato spears, they say, are usually.
All right.
France and Britain expected to suffer shorter fries as well.
Suffer shorter fries.
Tyler, are you familiar with the, let's see, Schwenkfelder Thanksgiving?
Schwenkfelder sounds Pennsylvania Dutch.
It is.
Yeah, it's like, checky Schwenkfelder.
Apparently today is Schwenkfelder Thanksgiving.
Never heard of it. Why is it?
The Schwenkfelders are descendants of a small Protestant sect that sprang up in Germany about the time of Reformation. They were followers of Schwenkfeld, a theologian. He and his followers separated, formed the brotherhoods that still survive as the Schwenkfelder Church. Most of them live in Pennsylvania Dutch country.
They must be Amish then, right?
Who is the original Schwenkfelder?
Casper.
Oh, Casper.
Schwenkfeld.
That sounds Amish as hell.
When did Casper come over to the U.S.?
It doesn't say here.
My name's
Although,
Casper
1733, a handful of Schwenkfelders,
his followers,
arrived in Philadelphia.
Got a handful of Schwenkfelders.
A second group of Schwenkfelders arrived in 1734.
So is handful of Schwenkfelders. How the hell do you say that?
Schwenkfelders.
Give me a handful of Schwenkfelders.
And some short and curly.
Yeah, and a side of short and curlies, please.
Well, the Schwenkfelder Library and Heritage Center is in Pennsburg, PA.
All right. That's outside of Philly, isn't it?
You take 22 up towards Allentown.
Okay, got it. So happy Schwenkfelder Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
All right.
They
get the day off, the Schwenkfelders?
Yes, I'm sure they do.
All right. Good for them.
There's no signs when you're driving on 22 or toward Philly that says you're in Schwenkfelder country?
I haven't been on that road in a while, but... Actually, I was on that road recently.
I don't know why.
A couple summers ago.
A hard time pronouncing that.
It's easier than it sounds.
I'm supposed to be German.
Right.
It helps when you can look at it.
Yeah.
Now I'm looking at it.
Oh.
Schwenkfelder.
But have you
Felder
heard that?
Or Felter?
Have you heard that name before?
Oh, definitely heard that name. That's,
Schwenkfelder.
I went to college in Amish country, yeah.
Todd, it is also National Punctuation
Schwenkfelders.
Day. I know you hate to get your emails with poor punctuation.
Although, there's a story on that. If you pick on people's punctuation all the time, you're a douche, they said.
Yeah, I try not to do that.
Well, if you pick on people for anything all the time, you're a douche.
Good point, but this was about that one.
And was it written by somebody who sucks at punctuation?
They said that people that always pick on it. I mean, not about. There are some basic stuff I get, but picking on a lot of stuff, it says you're just. The article said you're just a douchebag.
What if you're just annoyed by it and you don't say anything?
That's fine. But if you say anything and you bitch about it, you're just a douchebag. On social media. That's a thing happening now.
Okay, saying it on social media.
Yeah, you might be annoyed by it, but social media, if you snap back at people because they're a little off on punctuation.
Right.
I'm not talking about completely spelled words wrong, which, by the way, we have a lot on our email.
Right.
I mean, like, because we get some crazies on our email.
Misspelling.
I'm talking about just a couple commas in the wrong place, maybe. Then they say you're a douchebag.
Yeah, that's fine. But if it's three paragraphs long and there's no periods.
Well, that's different, too.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's drunk.
That's annoying, but I still don't say anything about it because
they say people that say stuff about it are douchebags.
Well, I'm hardly that do it.
An expert. I'm not sure when you're supposed to use parentheses. Yeah,
right. Nobody's really is an expert.
I'm not sure when you use the semicolon as opposed to the colon.
No, but basics. Come on, everybody should master the basics.
But once again, they say you're a douchebag. Pick on people. That's what the article said.
Yeah.
I didn't say it.
Well, when I see these run-on paragraphs, it's like, you know, you could.
Well, I lose information.
Could throw a comma in there every once in a while.
Just every now and again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that's less and less important these days.
I have seen on the text, you know, how you can speak to your phone and the text will show up. I have seen people who apparently were ranting drunkenly to their phone, and then it would say, and then they ended up sending the text, and it was a very, very, very long run-on paragraph.
Yep. Well, once again, you're speaking, so you don't have to say you don't say comma.
Well, you're supposed to.
You're supposed to say comma
when you want the text thing to put a comma there.
I think they're just ranting. I don't think it's
right.
A big
I think
deal.
If you're sending like a professional
email is different.
Yeah, it would probably be better to use at least some of the correct pronunciation. Punctuation.
Well, it helps when you put a period in there and you know when the sentence stops.
Because if I'm a boss and I'm looking at that,
well, that's different. You're talking about getting a job. Right?
Yeah,
exactly. That makes a difference, right?
But you know, corresponding between friends, they don't really.
No,
care.
I told you before when once in a while when Brett Michaels texts me, it's just a rant because he talks to his phone, and you know how he talks on the radio, rock and roll, you know, just that way he is. It comes off just crazy.
He doesn't say period
anywhere. No, it's funny, but it's good stuff though. It's good stuff.
Well, that's not the point.
But when you say period, does it say period?
No, it puts a period there because who says period?
Well, a lot of people do.
Yeah, period is a word
for emphasis.
Right.
Period.
That was the largest crowd ever.
Period. Period.
You get a period.
Do you write period? Does period show up, though?
You get like, a period. I imagine if you say period twice.
My wife's bitching. I mean, period. Period.
I don't know how that works, but I do know that when you're going along
normally,
you say period.
Once again, you say, say it, push in your phone.
I'm sorry to hear you.
On her period, period. What
I'm
shows
not going
to
say that. I'm not going to say that because then if by some weird coincidence it gets sent, I'm going to be in trouble.
Then just don't press send.
Then don't press send, you dumbass.
Now, you have an iPhone.
But I don't know how the voice thing that works, yeah.
My wife has an iPhone, too, and it can transcribe voicemail if somebody leaves a voicemail. And it just looks like a long, rambling paragraph.
Okay, yeah.
Sometimes if they go, and there's an actual pause.
You can say it, Craig, say it.
Somebody's wife has a period, period. Yep.
What showed up?
Somebody's wife has a period, and then a dot, a period.
All right, how about if you do somebody's
wife? Obviously, your phone's familiar with you saying that.
Do somebody's wife has a period?
I just did.
No, don't say period twice.
Do it that way.
Okay, well, then that just showed up as the word.
You're right.
It didn't say somebody's wife has a...
No, it without saying period, period. Just say period.
Somebody's wife has a period. It shows the word.
Okay.
See, but you would... Okay.
Oh, try this now. Somebody's wife has a pause, period.
Somebody's wife has a period. It shows up as the word.
The word, okay.
Yeah.
So your phone recognizes the word period, apparently.
I think most phones do.
Say rag.
Yeah. a dot will show up then.
A dot will show up.
Yeah, do you mean on the rag?
That's when Siri jumps in and says, are you sure you want to type that?
Yeah, you sure want to type this?
And Joe is
grateful. Siri's on the rag right now.
Joe is grateful that I'm not sending him this text.
Oh, is it Joe?
Yeah. Well, not that Joe, Joe.
But you wanted to keep it away from a significant other, right?
You want to keep it away from most people.
Most people.
Alcohol. I hope you had fun over the weekend, by the way.
I drank a few. I had some I was bored with my. I was out. Had some Mexican on Saturday night and had a couple of margaritas. With pretty heavy on the. I had a floater. Had a little. Some Patron margarita, a little floater on the top. Grand Marnier is where they put the floater in there. Yeah. Let it, it's pretty cool.
I'm not familiar with that concept.
They put the floater on. It goes right through. It's just more alcohol in your mind. It's really good.
I'm familiar with the term floater, yeah. But I've never heard it in terms of a margarita.
Yeah.
Right.
Yours involves a knife.
Yeah, that's my poop margarita knife. Yeah, they put it on the top. And it's a floater. You want a floater on that? Right.
Usually,
now you're grossing me out now. Right. I'm not going to order those anymore.
It's not the floater that needs the knife.
Right,
it's the sinker.
Put it this way. I said, turn to my honey, Jesus. Turn to my wife and I said.
Hello, my baby.
I said, I want to have another one. Can you drive home? She goes, yes. And that's rightly
she
so.
She anticipated that hours ago.
If I was allowed to have one more, and one I could have drove. Two I couldn't. And I had two, so she drove.
Yep.
She's
a saint.
Well, she was
in many ways.
We were only out. We were out with our son too. It was all three of us at this place. And
he's not old enough to drive, is he?
No, he's not. So she had a glass of wine. I knew she wasn't going to have another one because you know
he's old enough to drive a bus. A school bus.
Yeah, yeah, sure. He looks old enough to do a lot of stuff. In fact, they served him. We're sitting
Screw
at the bar.
Kid, you know?
They actually served. They didn't even card him. We sat at the bar. They didn't even card him.
Screw that kid.
You should see if he could go through a grocery store line with a bottle of vodka sometime.
Well, yeah, but then what happens then? I mean, maybe I don't want to be a narc for a cop.
No.
And if he does do that, then I'm busted because I'm standing
right.
I'm standing there. Yeah. That's my son by vodka.
Contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
Right. So, long story short, I say I'm going to have another one. But I hate having to ask. But you do have to ask.
You do.
In this day and age.
Because somebody has to
And
drive.
I hate having to ask my wife if I can have another drink because the answer could be no.
Because it was the other way around for me at the Funny Bone. My wife said, you know, she was having martinis.
Well, once again, just her and I would Uber it if we're both hammered.
Yeah.
But, you know.
She said, can I have another? Because I'd only had two vodka drinks over the course
of 4 hours.
Larry could
have drove, right?
No, he was getting after it, too.
Hey, it wouldn't be the first time y'all left a vehicle at the Funny Bone.
You know everybody's getting after it if Todd's driving.
Yeah. What, I think two vodka drinks.
Yeah. So, whatever. We had some alcohol. So, what's up? What's going on?
Alcohol?
Yes.
Is the root cause of more than 1 in 20 deaths across the world.
The root.
More than 3/4 of them among men, according to a new report by the World Health Organization.
Who? I would think it'd be higher than 1 in 20.
5.3% of all deaths.
Now, does that break
3
that down?
3 million people die as a result of harmful use of alcohol every year.
Break it down into
one time.
You know, getting into a car accident because you're drunk.
Yes.
Or does it
it's
break
everything.
It down into your...
Cirrhosis, the whole bit, I bet.
If you get drunk
in almost
and
a third of the cases,
hit your head, that's
it counts.
A death-contributed alcohol.
Sure.
And almost a third of the cases, death results from injuries, including from traffic accidents, fights, and suicides. Of the remaining deaths attributable to alcohol, 21%, digestive disorders, 19%, cardiovascular diseases, the remainder from infectious diseases, cancers, mental disorders, and other health conditions. And total alcohol is responsible for over 5% of the total injury and disease burden across the planet.
It's a good Monday story. You do this on Friday, it's a buzzkill. It's a good Monday story. Good
well,
job,
everyone
Greg.
Is feeling the effects.
Well, plus, you know, you might go without a night without drinking tonight.
Young people aged 20 to 39 have 13.5% of all deaths in his group are attributable to alcohol.
God.
So, but overall, 5%.
So overall, 5%, which
careful,
means
Puss.
A lot less after you make it to 40.
You're still in that age group, Puss. Be careful out there.
If you do that story on a Friday, then you say only 5%. 95% of deaths are attributed to something other than alcohol. That's
direct.
Oh, you look
that.
At the positive part of that? Okay.
Yeah. Got it. Right. I'm looking at the upside.
Across the world, the average daily consumption of people who drink alcohol is 33 grams of pure alcohol a day. That is roughly equivalent to 2 glasses of wine, a large bottle of beer, or 2 shots of spirits.
Daily.
That is the average daily consumption.
Hey, I'm below that.
Of people who drink alcohol.
Hey, I'm above that. So together, we average each other out, probably.
I don't know. So Tyler saying he has less than an average of 2 shots a day.
I've been sleeping better. I don't drink during the week anymore.
So less than 14 drinks a week.
Well, once I might have a drink on Thursday, but that's not really the week.
No, that's a weekend. That's a weekend. Thursday night's the weekend.
So you're down to less than 14 drinks a week now.
I don't know about that, depending on the weekend.
Well, we are talking averages here.
Yeah.
And an average of 2 shots a day would be 14 drinks a week.
Eh. So if you do 3 on a Friday and 3 on a Saturday and...
With a floater,
yeah. You're a
damn floater.
You're average.
Don't pick on me, man.
I'm just trying
to calm the nerves.
Just saying.
Life's tough out there, folks.
Yeah.
Drink, but don't drive.
You got stuff weighing on your mind, like, yeah. Did you close the garage door?
No, I don't. I'd be drinking right now. I was worried about that.
No, that's got nothing to do with drunk.
No.
There's something called the motivational model of alcohol use that argues that we drink because we expect a change in how we feel after we do drink.
You do feel different.
Yeah, you feel drunk.
As soon as you get a buzz on, you feel different. Yes, it might not last, but you feel different and you feel better. So I'm defending alcohol here. I don't have to. In fact, I finally liked something that your boy Aaron Rodgers said last night. It was great. At the press conference, he just basically says, you know, whatever, we got to do some stuff. He goes, I'm just going to go home and have a scotch. And that was that's what he said.
I've seen him say that before.
And I never heard him say that.
In a post-game presser.
It was a little quick presser, and he said, I'm going to go home and have a scotch. I said, something I like. And that scotch made him feel better.
I was reminded
after getting their ass kicked by the Skins.
This was when I had more than just a couple. When I was out in California visiting my buddy. His girlfriend shows up, and I'm trying to convince her. I'm just chewing her ear off that, really, I'm an introvert. And I'm...
You're not.
I'm yabbering a mile a minute.
At that point, you're not, though.
No.
At that point, you're not.
So I would disagree with that.
I wish you were one now, she's saying.
Yeah, that's what she was thinking.
Shut the hell up.
If you have an argument with someone about how you're an introvert,
yeah,
you are automatically not an introvert.
Not at that point.
See,
if you're drinking and you're
disagree
blabbing,
with
you're not
you
an introvert.
You are having a conversation with a single person.
And annoying the hell out of her, apparently.
True. Not two or three or four. They're not two, three, four people in the same room. You're with a single person.
No, yeah.
You can be a complete introvert with a single person.
His buddy was there.
Yeah, my buddy.
And this was someone he barely knew.
Once again, hardly counts.
But it was my buddy's girlfriend.
Small group of people.
But if I didn't have a few vodka drinks in me, I probably wouldn't have been as chatty.
Well, you'd have been just high. Then you are an introvert.
Well, we were that too.
So this motivational model of alcohol use assumes that people drink to increase positive feelings or decrease negative feelings.
Yeah.
It says that people are also motivated by internal rewards like enhancement of a desired personal emotional state.
That's right. You drink when you feel good, and
you drink
when,
bad.
When you don't feel so right. good.
We're also motivated by external rewards like social approval.
Scooby snacks, basically, yeah. I guess.
They say that this results in all drinking motives falling into one of 4 categories. Drinkers can be high or low in any number of drinking motives. People are not necessarily one type of drinker or another.
I'm all those.
All other factors, genetics, personality, environment, shape our drinking motives according to this model.
What are the 4?
We'll get into those.
Okay.
We'll get into those in just a few minutes.
Good tease.
No, because we ran out of time.
Yeah. I know.
He looked at the clock.
He just glanced at
the clock.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.